AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin had this to say at his sentencing hearing.
I do want to give my condolences to the Floyd family.
Chauvin was convicted in the death of George Floyd last year. Brother Philonis Floyd gave a victim impact statement.
Chauvin had no regards for human life, George's life. I stand before you today asking you to please help us find closure by giving Chauvin the maximum sentence possible.
George Floyd's 7-year-old daughter delivered a statement by video. 159 people are still unaccounted for. At least 4 people are dead. The search continues through the rubble of the condo building that collapsed near Miami.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
President Biden named a special diplomatic envoy for LGBTQ rights, Jessica Stern, executive director of Outright Action International. The president says there are too many anti-LGBTQ laws, such as bathroom laws.
Even preventing them from joining sports teams with their classmates. Let's be clear. This is nothing more than bullying disguised as legislation.
Prosecutors in New York told Donald Trump's company it could soon face criminal charges from the investigation into the former president's business dealings. 3 people have died in a knife attack in Germany. The suspect was shot and arrested. This is AP News. The Czech Republic was hit by a rare tornado. At least 5 people were killed.
7 towns and villages were hit the hardest by the tornado. Entire buildings have been turned into ruins, cars were overturned, and over 120,000 households lost electricity. The tornado formed as strong thunderstorms hit the entire country earlier in the day. As hundreds of extra police officers headed to the area, the country's Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš, called the incident a huge tragedy. The deputy mayor of Ruzhky said his town was almost completely destroyed. The local church, school, and local houses had all lost their roofs. I'm Karen Chamas.
A source tells the AP Jason Kidd is coming back to Dallas, this time to replace the coach he won a championship with as a point guard of the Mavericks 10 years ago. Kidd and the Mavericks agreed on a contract 8 days after Rick Carlisle resigned abruptly in the wake of general manager Donnie Nelson's departure. Carlisle is the new coach of the Indiana Pacers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.